So as we're nearing the end of John chapter 6, the bread of life discourse, Christ is completely clear about the reality of what he's speaking. And with definitiveness, he says, "Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood has eternal life." It's as clear as it can be. And tomorrow when we have the conclusion, we're going to see the result of this dialogue, this conversation. How some, even if as clear as Jesus was, some still choose to reject him. No different today. It shouldn't cause us to waver or question the reality of the Holy Eucharist. Jesus is, again, completely clear about what is happening. That we receive life, eternal life, supernatural life through the Holy Eucharist. And unless we eat it and drink it, we have no life. And in the first reading, the story of one of the greatest conversions the church knows, the conversion of St. Paul. But it's not the only conversion accounted in that story, in that passage. Ananias also had a great conversion. And that might be one for us to reflect upon. Because maybe some of us have had that St. Paul conversion, where through an encounter with the mercy of Jesus, we had a radical reorientation of our life. We were heading one way, we encountered Jesus, and we almost immediately began to head another way. We don't know how Ananias got to the position he was in, but he knew the Lord. He was a man of prayer, with a conversational prayer. He didn't just recite prayers, but he was talking with the Lord. So he had a deep conversion. And when he was given the message to go to this man Saul, he said, "No, I know who he is. I've heard all these things about him. I don't want to go to him." Jesus revealed further his plan. And it says Ananias went. Like when Joseph had the dream, he went. An immediacy to the response of the prompting of the Lord. How many of us are like Ananias and hear things about other people and then close our heart to them? Whether it's in our family, our friends, people in the national media, people in the church. We hear bad things about people and we close our heart. That's a sin of rash judgment. It's a grave sin. Ananias had a conversion of his heart when he allowed Jesus to reveal more and more of the truth. There are people who do bad things. There are people who commit grave public sin and create grave public scandal, without a doubt. But is our heart closed to them? As Ananias got up, brought the healing message to Paul, and Paul got up and began to preach the name of Jesus. This is what it's all about. We're sent to proclaim the saving name of Jesus to whomever and wherever the Lord calls us. It's not on our end to tell God to whom we should go or where we should go. And so, yes, we pray for the conversion of St. Paul in our own life. For those parts of us that are not yet converted, that we be radically converted to Jesus. But for Ananias, we pray for a deepening conversion, that we have the ability to see each person that we encounter, whether in person or in the digital world. We have the grace to see each person the way that Christ sees them, as an object of his love, the burning, fiery love of his sacred heart. Each person is the object of that love. So let's pray for that grace. That regardless of any preconceived judgments we've made on people, that we allow God to use us to be an instrument of his grace, his mercy, and his healing.